Hello, and welcome to Sound Collections, a new mini-series presented by KBBI Public Radio and the Pratt Museum. Each week, we will be airing snippets of interviews from community members around Ketchikan Bay, exploring the found items that we collect and what they can teach us about our past, present, and future. This week, we will be hearing from Lee Post, who has been fascinated in collecting things of all sorts since he was a child. He is best known for his animal skeleton and bone collecting.
My name is Lee Post. I was born in Kodiak. I'm from Alaska. I've lived in Homer for the last 40-some years, 42, 43 years or something. And what I collect is pretty much a gamut of anything natural history related that I find appealing, often because it's something very unusual or very beautiful.
Lee's journey in collecting and documenting skeletons began right here at the Pratt Museum.
When I first started volunteering at this museum, one of the things they told me about was a whale skeleton that they had collected. So that became a project over a winter of working on it, and that was so much fun and so cool to do that I wanted to do something else, so we started collecting for the museum, mostly marine mammals. And the process was, okay, how do we clean these now? You know, once we get a call that there's a dead something on the beach, and you know, we would sometimes butcher them right on the beach, we would sometimes put them in trailers and get them back up to the museum director's yard where we would butcher them there and leave the bones out just to let nature clean them. At some point, I got involved with an archaeological salvage dig that happened in Halibut Cove, and that was followed up by a practicum that Alan Boris taught at the college. So my part of this practicum was to identify the bones that came out of this dig and realize there were no answer books that you could look up into to find things like especially the bird bones or the marine mammal bones that were coming out of that dig in such big numbers. So it's like the only way we're going to know what these things are is if we start processing our own skeletons at the museum.
Lee isn't afraid to go to somewhat unconventional lengths to preserve unique specimens when he finds them. That's exactly what happened to him years ago while on a road trip in Florida.
I'd always wanted an armadillo skull and found one on the side of the road that looked like it was in perfect condition, the whole animal. And it's like, oh, I don't have any tools. But being that this was a place that was pretty rural, I figured there's got to be broken glass around here. And sure enough, I found some broken beer bottles and took a piece of glass, and that there was my knife, so I removed the skull. And to get that home means then making a trip to a drugstore, getting some isopropyl alcohol, dropping the skull in the isopropyl alcohol in a Tupperware type container, and soaking it in that until I was ready to go home. And then I would dump most of the liquid out and wrap it in moist paper towels and seal that up in another baggie and stick it in my baggage or sometimes just carry it with me.
Lee is proud to be a part of a community of collectors, finders, and learners. It's part of what makes Homer and the Pratt Museum so unique.
The museum had gotten quite a reputation for the collection of marine mammals that it had. We had people from other museums on more than one occasion. It's like, how do you guys do this? Because we're a much bigger museum and we can't afford to do that. My answer to them was, oh, well, neither can we. We do it all by volunteers. And there's a lot of people, you know, you put word out that, you know, you too can work on some incredibly gory, gross project and collect a skeleton out of it for a museum. And people would come out of the woodwork. A lot of cases, I think it was probably a once-in-a-lifetime, and they'd never do it again. And other times, people got hooked, and you know, every time, they'd be the first to volunteer for whatever the next thing was that washed up.
We'd like to thank Lee Post for sharing his stories and vast knowledge and experience with us. We'd also like to thank all of you, our listeners, for tuning into Sound Collections on KBBI Public Radio. Sound Collections is supported in part by a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. Our theme song is Masking by Leo Ash. To see photos of Lee, information about the latest exhibit, and to submit your own story, visit our website at propmuseum.org. Thank you.